Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Every week we've been checking in with Dr. Mary Schmidt, who is the president of Schmidt & Libby Health Advisory Group and professor of clinical medicine at VCU Health Systems. And, you know, what do you make of this? Everybody's been home. The numbers slowly climb, but it's not some sort of dramatic increase like some urban areas have seen. What should we take from these numbers, Dr. Schmidt?
Hi, John. Thank you for having me back.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, it looks like I'm looking at the graph, and one of the graphs I like on the site is the one that says cases by week illness began. Mm-hmm. And I think to me, looking at the trajectory, is we're unfortunately not better. We're stable, but and I know looking at some of the local hospital cases, and we're stable. We're not decreasing the amount of supplies and personnel needed in the hospitals. And so the good news is we haven't had a great new surge, but we're not certainly on the downtrend of the slope at this point in time. We're just kind of holding steady.
I'm also looking, I think, at the same charts you are, and I'm seeing hospitalizations by health district. And clearly, in Fairfax, we've got a big problem there. Is it time, you think, especially when we start looking at some of the economic data, not just with mom and pop stores out there that are selling popcorn and hot dogs, but, you know, medical services, doctors, nurses, and the hospitals themselves, you know, hemorrhaging badly. Is it time to go region by region and say, okay, in Southwest Virginia, you guys, you've got to keep your hospitals. Let's get them functioning again on elective surgeries and the like. And then we'll deal with Fairfax and, you know, some other parts of the state a little more with a micro granule look.
Right. And I think that, I agree with that. And people have been holding off on some relatively urgent, you know, we call it elective, but to them, it's not elective. And there's some people that have borderline cancer issues that haven't been able to have those taken care of.
Right,
so. I think it's time you need to look at the issue, but there are also outpatient centers that are not part of the hospital that might be very well equipped to, at this point, do some outpatient procedures. These types of procedures have better recommendations and have the materials they need to protect themselves. If it has something, say, to do with surgery for the upper airway, they're trying to put those off for the healthcare worker safety as much as possible. But we now have better understanding of what is needed to protect the healthcare staff. And I know people that, you know, have a dentist. The dentist offices have been closed, and there's a lot of people that need some urgent dental care, and they've been available for that. But you know, sometimes it's like, you know, do you have a toothache? Well, you know, is your tooth loose? I had to call the dentist myself, and we went through this whole list of, well, how really serious is this? So there are things like that can be addressed a little bit better. Most of the outbreaks are still, though, in this high-volume areas of community dwellings. We'll say, you know, the congregate settings, long-term care facilities, correctional facilities. So
Let me ask you this.
It should improve soon.
You've been very polite every time we've talked, so I'm going to invite you to be hostile to me or push back if you think I'm wrong. Here at WRVA, Jeff Katz, our afternoon host, and I, We look at the numbers every day. Neither one of us are doctors. We're not epidemiologists. But we're seeing the economic negative fallout here and encouraging our elected officials to get on top of that and consider reopening.
Right.
I'm saying very clearly every morning, we will see an uptick in infections. I think we'll probably see some people die if we reopen partially or fully, right? Let's just be honest about it. That's what's going to happen. Based on your experience and looking at these charts, would you agree that that's the direction we should be going, or would you put your foot down and say, no, you radio guys are crazy, and I, as much as I sympathize with business people, we just can't do it yet? What do you think?
Well, I have to, I'm speaking for myself now, and I will tell you, both of my brothers and my father are Wharton graduates. And I have a business mind behind me as well, and I will tell you, and I'm speaking for myself, that I think it's time to open up. And personally, I'm watching Sweden very closely and looking at their, I will let people know that the death rate is notable over there. But we know in Virginia, which is statistics I looked at closely, so in the 40 to 58 age group in Virginia, the death rate here is less than 1%, and we know that it's relatively high-risk people. Yes, occasionally you have this very odd case of a young, healthy person coming in, and they have to realize that's a risk. But, you know, that people get killed with car, and I don't want to throw in this motor vehicle accident issue, but, you know, there are risks people have to realize, and I think that that particular age group and young people that are working are asking to be able to, in a thoughtful way, you know, return to work or return to activities. And it's my personal opinion that the sooner that age group, for sure under 40, and then considerations at risks for 40 to 50, and the risk of having a severe complication and death in the 50 to 59 age group is close to about 1%. But again, it's a higher risk group. And I think those people, I think it'd be good to get them out and have some herd immunity happening.
We you also think that will happen?
I think we need to do it. Because what's going to, you know, how long can we stay in? And we know it's a really low risk group for complications.
Right.
And if the people that know they're at a higher risk and have medical issues know with, I think by now everybody knows what to do about wearing masks, washing hands, and being very careful. We continue those practices, and people at the higher risk group, particularly over 70, continues to be extremely careful. In the 60 to 70 group, I think people have a good idea whether or not they're at high risk or not, are very careful and maybe stay inside for a little bit longer. But I frankly think it's time to not only look at the area, but also look at the age group, because the sooner we get some herd immunity here, the less likely that that age group is going to give it to the older populations.
That's key.
Yes.
That the children and grandchildren don't accidentally infect the seniors. And if we can, if this is true, that they will develop some sort of immunity, gosh, that would buy us.
Right. And I'm saying the under 40s, you know, we're at risk. We go out to the restaurants because, you know, we all know, and I know in Richmond, you look at the fan in that entire area, is, you know, really hopping and fun. And I like to eat there. And I look at the age group there, and I'd love to get, frankly, I'd love to get people out and about and get a little herd immunity going so the older people are not at high risk. Because otherwise, and why we see the second surge potentially happening, it's when you open the doors to everybody, and then you're back at square one where we were a month ago, and all of this was you know, for no good. So I'd like to start seeing the younger populations out and about.
Maybe between the radio loudmouths and some of the doctors kind of recalibrating here, we can give the political leaders enough wiggle room to start opening their minds on this too. Dr. Mary Schmidt is the president of her own consulting group, the Schmidt and Libby Health Advisory Group, and a professor of clinical medicine at VCU. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.